Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In effect until 6 tonight in most places. Some areas, North Bay Hills, East Bay Hills, it's been extended till 8 tomorrow morning. A clear, mild night. And
what's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of the State of California, along with Megan Goldsby today and Jeff Bell.
Now that Box Gate refuses to die, today California's Attorney General and Secretary of State declared that California's Republican Party has removed offending ballot collection boxes and will follow the state's ballot harvesting law.
But party officials say that's not true at all, that they haven't agreed to anything and they've been following the law all along.
Yeah, Megan and Jeff, this has been making headlines all week. Today, the story taking more curious turns. California Republicans started collecting ballots in drop boxes, boxes that state officials said were illegal, in part because some were labeled official. The party denied breaking the law and said it's just taking advantage of the state ballot harvesting law, just as Democrats do. It took the word official off any boxes that had that, but kept on gathering the ballots. Now, the law does require a ballot collector to include their name and signature on the ballot envelope, but there is a loophole since those ballots are still counted even if that information is missing. The GOP says it's doing nothing wrong. Yesterday, we spoke with the author of the law, Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez, who admitted she may need to tweak the wording a little bit to clarify the law. Well, today we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Harmeet Dhillon, Republican National Committee Woman for California, leader of the state Republican Party. Thanks so much for being with us again. I think you're setting a record. I think you're the first person to be on this show three times now. First of all, the Attorney General and Secretary of State say that your party has agreed to follow the law and has removed any illegal boxes. Is that true? And what is your reaction to what they said today?
Well, my reaction to what they said today was they made up a press conference to save face because they made false accusations against the party earlier this week. They were proven to be wrong through multiple phone calls that I've been on with, I think, eight or nine members of the Attorney General's office. And today they hope to quickly declare victory falsely and move on. But they never asked us during these phone calls to make any changes to our program. We didn't make any changes to our program in response to their baseless threats that are, in fact, a voter suppression effort. And we intend to continue harvesting ballots and putting them in boxes because that is perfectly legal under California law.
California Republicans have long denounced the idea of ballot harvesting as a Democratic tactic that can be susceptible to cheating and fraud. Why the change this cycle?
Because it's the law. We've tried to fight it in court. I've personally gone into court to question why I could not visit my family during April and earlier this year, but ballot harvesting door-to-door by strangers visiting people's homes was permitted. And the Secretary of State said that's a higher calling than apparently COVID protection. So because it is the law, it would be political malpractice for us not to engage in it. Now, I would be very happy if we repeal this law, and I would also go along with putting some requirements around who can harvest the ballots. For example, right now, illegal aliens can harvest them, felons can harvest them, people from other states can harvest them. All of that's legal in California. Have some restrictions around where you store the ballots. But right now, anybody...
We may be having a little bit of trouble with Ms. Dhillon's line. Can you hear me? Yeah, it looks like we might have lost her there.
Let's see, do we have Doug with us still?
Yeah, I'm still here. It sounds like her line dropped. Maybe our desk there. Can get her back on the line.
There we go. We appear to have her on a different line. Harmeet, are you there?
I'm here. I was talking, and all of a sudden the line dropped. I don't know why, but in any
Let's
event,
pick it up where
as
we were.
I was saying... I hope before you drop me, I was just to complete my thought. We would go along with, first of all, eliminating ballot harvesting, but secondly, if we have it, there could be more requirements around it, but right now there aren't. Anybody can harvest the ballots, and they can keep them anywhere. They can keep them in the back seat of their Prius and leave them unattended. And there are no attendance requirements for ballot harvesting receptacles. So the Secretary of State and Attorney General seem to be upset that the state party is not following some mythical rules that don't exist. So we should have that conversation, to use a phrase that Democrats like to use. We can tighten this law up, but right now we're following it, and we're competing in this close election cycle.
And so you have portrayed this as an issue of ballot storage when state officials say that isn't exactly the issue. It's not exactly about where it's about giving it to a person or a box. Do you think that should be tightened up in the law?
I don't think we should do ballot harvesting. I think citizens should go and vote in person or have absentee voting with some protections around that. But yes, it is a storage issue. They were very upset that we're putting these ballots that, by the way, people are not like leaving them on the street in something that's disguised as a mailbox. They're walking into a church or a shop, like a gun store, or a GOP headquarters and handing in their ballots. They know what they're doing. They're opening a door and going in and putting them with somebody who they trust. That's what the law is supposed to be about. The propaganda that the state puts out regarding ballot harvesting is you should be able to give your ballot to somebody you trust to return it for you. Well, that's what citizens have been doing, and nobody is complaining about it. And finally, anybody can track their ballot. The Secretary of State claims that they have a tool that anybody can type in information about their ballot and track where it is. So nobody should be too concerned about ballots not reaching where they should.
So one thing that there's a discrepancy between what the party says and what the state officials say is that, you know, you say that because the law doesn't disqualify ballots if you don't put your name and signature of that third party on them, then it's okay to harvest ballots without putting that information. But state officials say the law does still govern the ballot collection, that the harvester does have to give that information. And they draw a distinction between, you know, the grace for the voter, we'll still count your ballot, and the harvester who is supposed to put that information. So are your party staffers signing those ballots, including their names? And if not, why not?
Okay, so number one, the state is wrong. And they, in the last week of hyperbole and two posturing press conferences, can't point to any state law that requires that third party to sign it. There is a law that requires the registrar of voters to print a line for signature on the ballot. But guess what? Many counties aren't even doing that anymore. Contra Costa County, for example, sent out all of its ballots with no signature line for third parties to return them. San Francisco County, where I live, and I've returned other people's ballots before, they do have that line. So there's no requirement to sign it per se. Now, maybe there should be a requirement like that. We would be in favor of chain of custody requirements. But let me explain to you that the Secretary of State has never made an issue of this with Democrats, and Democrats do it the same way we are. And there are vote collection hubs being run by congressional member of Congress right now in Southern California, which is very similar to what we're doing, and there's no press conference about that.
Yeah, we raised that issue today, and that came up in the news conference, and the Attorney General said they would investigate and look into that Harley Ruta vote collection hub. Thank you so much. Harmeet Dhillon speaking today for the California Republican Party, addressing the ballot box flap that does not seem ready to go away here in California. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Twitter, tweeting at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.